Hello, I'm Nancy Sullivan, Artistic Director of the Ruin Theatre and long-standing local resident. You're about to listen to an audio recording of the play Little Faith. This was first performed live in the ruins of Lesner's Abbey over the summer 2025 to commemorate 500 years since the dissolution of Lesner's Abbey under King Henry VIII. Little Faith is set in the days leading up to Lesner's Abbey's dissolution, told from the perspective of three fictional characters from the community. We are thrilled to share with you this play, as maybe you wander amongst the ruins or listen from afar, and we hope that you'll take some of the heart of the Abbey with you after listening. We begin with a procession as hymns and bells ring out, welcoming the community and you, the audience, to what is and what always has been the heart of Abbey Wood, Lesner's Abbey. Standing in the site of Lesner's Abbey. The year is 1525. Summer dirt lies beneath your feet. A bell tower stretches above you like a stone needle. The market hums. Incense burns. A community vibrates, threaded together by one building. Today, we meet Nathaniel, a local lad who works in the Abbey, Canon Lawrence, a long-serving church minister, and Catherine, a local girl who was born and bred in the shadow of the Abbey.
Hmm. When I touch these walls, I feel a heartbeat against my hand. An actual heartbeat. They say a woman's heart is buried here. Her great-great-grandfather built the abbey, so when she died in the year 1247, they placed her heart underground. And I can feel it, over 75 years later, still beating. It's gross. I love it. But I can also feel the heartbeat of this place, this community. The people who live here and work here, the people who come to this abbey every Sunday to pray and have their sins forgiven, the people who give their money to the abbey that same Sunday, even if they have nothing. Because this place is the centre of everything. Our whole community starts and ends here. Birth, death, and taxes. The same accident that took my mum also took my dad's leg. And even though each step is so painful he nearly passes out, he still insists we walk across the green to the abbey each week to take communion. It's about 20 yards, but he has to sleep all afternoon to recover. "How else will I clean off this sin, Catherine?" he says to me. "I have to take a big abbey bath with sermon soap and Bible bubbles, otherwise the Lord might not deem me fit when my time comes." I know he's joking, but I can see he's scared. I'm not so sure.
Cat, what are you doing here?
All right, how's it going?
Yeah, good, good. Busy.
Doing what?
It's non-stop, mate. Obviously, very sad at the passing of Canon Fitzwilliam. May he rest in peace. But it means lay brothers like me are picking up the slack and covering all these new duties. Amazing duties. And I can feel myself with each one getting closer to God. It is quite wonderful.
Oh, right. Well, that sounds good, but don't get too close, because you might get the wrong idea.
About what?
Is that a carrot?
Oh, yeah. All from the monk's garden. There's potatoes and onions and garlic and...
Part of your new duties?
Much more exciting than that. Canon Simon has taught me how to prepare the canonical robes for Sunday service, and Canon Peter has entrusted me with getting water from the well.
It sounds like they've got you doing the laundry.
No. No. Well, yes, it is actually quite a lot of laundry, but I don't mind. Every moment of dedication here leads to an eternity in the holy light of God's kingdom, which will surely...
It's me.
What do you mean?
You don't have to talk like that. It's just me.
Talk like what?
The light of his holiness. They're not listening.
I mean, God is listening. All the time, actually.
Nathan, I remember when you weed in the bins behind the baker's for a dare. You don't have to do whatever it is you're doing.
It wasn't a dare. It's cause Andrew Baker laughed at you, that Chris Tingle you set your hair on fire.
Absolute nightmare. I had no fringe for weeks.
A lot of forehead.
Yeah, well, I am very grateful for that version of you. You've been in more scraps than you've had hot dinners, but always for the right reason.
I'm still the same. Obviously not scrapping anymore, but still me. My faith, it's important, and I'm trying to make this work.
God?
Becoming a canon. If they consider me...
If?
Yeah, if they consider me for Canon Fitzwilliam's role...
You're not even an altar boy. You're barely allowed to touch the robes.
Well, these things take time. So, maybe I won't replace Canon Fitzwilliam, but the next one...
What, is that your big plan? Wait for someone to die?
No one else will give me a job. Everyone thinks I'm a... I don't know, a risk.
You're not a risk. You're just... The world has just not been kind to you.
I'm not making excuses. I wouldn't hire me.
I'd hire you.
That's because you're mad. And I like mad. I'm used to mad. But if I can be canon, things will be steady. I've never had that.
You'd be giving up so much. You can't go to the pub.
I can still go to the pub.
Well, you definitely can't wee in the baker's bins anymore. You can't swear. You can't talk some mornings. You can't have a wife. Or a girlfriend.
But no one's queuing up to marry me at the minute.
Yeah, not at the minute. Not while you're being all goddy. But maybe before. The scrapper.
You think? You think some people like bad boys?
Some of us do. I need to talk to you. There are rumours in the town.
About what?
They closed the abbey in Tunbridge.
When? Why?
I don't know. There's a man going around, ordered by Cardinal Wolsey and King Henry VIII. He told them to close it, and they did. Started taking the abbey apart that day. Stripped everything. Smashed the stained glass so they could take the lead out the window frames.
That's awful.
And then the locals ransacked the ruins. I heard one man ripped all the wood out and took it home for his fire, saying that if he didn't, someone else would.
Why did they order them to close it?
I don't know. People are scared, Nate. What if they come here?
No way. They'd tell us. We would know if there was a plan to do that.
Yeah, they won't, will they? They can't.
No, it's not just an abbey. It's where we trade for food at market. It's where we ring the bells to communicate. It's where we work, where we pray. It's the town's core. It's the spine. It's the...
Heartbeat. It's everything. My dad, he needs it. Everyone does. I thought you might know something.
I'll talk to Canon Lawrence.
Thank you.
You know, some people like girls with fringes on fire too. Some people.
I'm not sure that's a long-term look for me. I should go.
When I touch these walls, I feel the weight of these stones, the weight of time, the years and years of dedication, commitment, sacrifice, to keep it running properly, to provide safety and sanctuary for the people of this land, knowing that if they come to a service here, they will be healed. They will have their sins forgiven. They know this because this is how it's always been for their entire lives. It's tradition, and tradition gives them certainty in an uncertain world. And faith. Well, faith is easy if you can promise certainty. Christ, they make it hard, though. Some of the locals, it's like they expect us to actually have miracles up our sleeves. Wine on tap, magic seeds for a money tree, a button that you press that suddenly fixes everything. They're relentless. When I was made canon here, I promised to serve this community for the rest of my life. And sometimes I wonder if Jesus had it so hard on the cross. No. It's good. They're good people.
and everyone turns a blind eye to the drink. Or they can't tell.
I mean, the one for me, one for you approach to taking communion is a touch. It's not that I need to drink. No. But when I do, I feel him more clearly. I am more alive. His presence. Everything buzzes with his existence. Until the next morning, when I am truly sure of the presence of hell.
Canon Lawrence.
Nathaniel?
Can we talk?
Walk with me.
There are rumours, sir. The townspeople, they're talking about a man who might be coming to close the abbey.
Shh. Who told you this?
It's just going around.
Does the steward know?
No, it's...
Look, there is a chance, and you need to keep this to yourself. There is a chance that the abbey may be finding a new holy purpose.
For who?
The royal house of King Henry, whose mind I do not pretend to know, but nor would I question it. He may wish to close the abbey and direct the tithes paid here to other parts of his kingdom.
But those tithes, we pay those? The people of this town, we pay those so we can use the abbey and come here to pray.
And you may now be paying the tithes for some other good.
But
it's a complicated matter and not one you need to concern yourself with.
Why would other people in other places need our tithes?
These are questions I can't answer. They are beyond my understanding as canon, and certainly they are beyond yours as a lay brother.
But what do I say to the people?
Nathaniel! I've not been blessed with the saint's patience.
I'm sorry, Canon Lawrence. Are you gripped with the devil's headaches again?
Indeed. It is a cruel curse.
Father, may I hold a hand to your head? I've been working on my divine concentration. Please?
I suppose.
Okay. Close your eyes and allow me, through my palm and with the power of the Lord, to lift... bear with me. There seems to be... Okay. Observe now as I lift... Hell!
Nathaniel!
Hell has a tight grip on your father!
Aye, it's not your fault.
I really thought that might work. Maybe I could baptize you in the brook later!
No! I think I'd be better drinking some holy water and having a fry-up in the tavern.
Very well.
Now listen, if there are rumors, then the people will need an answer. Tell them it is the word of God, as spoken by the king. You tell them to be calm, be patient, and have faith.
Have faith.
This is good training for you, Nathaniel. I see how being a spokesperson between the elders and the townspeople is a valuable skill. A valuable skill for a future canon, maybe.
But how will I be a canon if there is no abbey?
It is treacherous to question that which you cannot comprehend. Your people need you more than ever before. We must be steadfast and guide them through the darkness. And as I said, at this point, it's just rumours.
Okay.
People go mad for rumours. Like a sleeping dog chasing a stick through a furious dream. You must guide, but also take charge. Can you do that?
Yes, Father.
Very good. Oh, and Nathaniel.
Yes, Father.
These robes, the smell is... heavenly. Worthy of Christ's swaddling. What is the fragrance?
Oh, lavender, Father.
Oh, uncommonly brilliant. Bless you, my child.
When I touch these walls, I feel life and death. This place is full of ghosts, stuffed with them. Centuries of death and plague and famine in these parts. The numbers stack up. I can see them everywhere. No, really, I can. When I look out, I see you standing there, listening to me. Dead and buried years ago, but a part of you remains here. These walls, this building, it keeps some of you alive, and I can see you. I know it sounds weird, and I can tell you don't believe me, but here I am, seeing you and talking to you, you dead, and me very much alive, so I like it. Makes me feel safe, knowing that the sun never fully goes down after the party. I'll tell the abbot one day, but I need to choose the right moment. I want him to think I'm blessed, not crazy. Really, I should be telling the archbishop, the king, the pope. Saint Nathaniel. Doesn't sound too bad, does it? God, he has given me this gift, some kind of greatness, power, a superpower.
Oi, Lawrence!
Excuse me?
Time to driveller!
Can I help you, young lady?
You thick-witted, half-baked, semi-sentient, wee-for-brains moron!
What is the meaning of this?
I heard you! Everything will be all right. The people need you. Lies.
I am a man of the cloth, and I shall not be spoken to.
The steward has just come back from London, and he has learned of Cardinal Wolsey's plan to close the abbey.
It's a complicated matter.
You lied to us. You lied to Nathan.
I did no such thing. To accuse me of sin in this holy place, I shall report you to the law.
Oh, please do. I'm sure they will be very interested in my statement.
Listen, the steward
said it is being discussed today. This very moment in the abbey, that a deal of surrender is being given, and if the bells chime 5 times, then it has been certified. The abbey will close.
It's Catherine, isn't it?
Yes.
Your father, he is a good man. A man who is being greatly tested at this moment with the passing of your mother. You both are.
That's my dad, yeah.
I have prayed with him. I've witnessed his courage, blessed his wounded legs many times.
Well, you might want to get a refund on those blessings.
I do not know the inner workings of King Henry and his council with Cardinal Wolsey.
Lies!
But what I do know is that my duty is to serve God and the people of this community.
And how will the people of this community serve God if the abbey closes?
I suppose they'll join the congregation at the church in Plumstead.
Plumstead? That's 2 miles away.
A weekly pilgrimage that will surely unite the town.
And my dad? What will he do?
I don't know. You don't believe he can make this journey?
He can barely walk to the outhouse for fear of fainting. How will he sustain his courage? How will he pass this test that the merciful Lord has blessed him with?
Careful! Your tone is bordering on sacrilegious.
And you are bordering on cretinous.
That is enough! I ought to ring the bells for danger.
And what about the tithes?
I do not know what is being arranged!
Your fiction! The steward said that they're intended for Oxford, a new college at the university.
Well, if that is what is being decided...
Our people break their bodies for a small slice of this land, and you take their tithes, which I understand when it gives them faith, when it supports the abbey to open its doors and gives them light in the darkness. But Oxford...
Well, I...
None of us have been, and most of us wouldn't even know what direction to start walking.
Well, it's sort of over there.
And why would we give our work and our wages to a place that none of us have been? To fund a university in which we wouldn't be welcome?
As I said, it's a complicated matter.
Then uncomplicate it for me. Because while the abbey's still open, those tithes also pay your salary. So technically, you work for me. Explain it to me.
I can't.
Useless!
I refuse to pull the wool over your eyes.
You are pathetic. Worse, you are a politician.
Please, I fear you will become hysterical.
Oh, what an astute observation of my behaviour, Father. I can see you have done well to follow the canonical vows and avoid the company of women.
That is not what I meant.
No, I think you're right. I feel a bout of hysteria coming along, and I know exactly what I'm going to do with it. I shall rally the village. I shall organise, and together we will stand tall. We will march into that meeting and be heard, and then we will make sure that you pay for what you are doing, and I will personally...
Catherine, what is going on?
You will need more than prayers and blessings when I am finished with you.
Unforgivable insubordination. One more word, and I shall order the ringing of the bells.
I'm so sorry, Canon Lawrence.
Get her off these grounds at once.
I will never be silenced. This is not the end. You have split open the gates of hell, and you have welcomed the devil into your life.
Wow, really, that's where you're going with this?
I'm not the one who has lied.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Canon Lawrence. She is blessed with the strength of Samson, and I cannot move her without risking harm to myself.
I will burn Oxford and their fancy new college to the ground.
Maybe best if you go and we just cool off in here for a bit.
I have many important duties to attend to.
matters of actual importance. Control this animal!
Catherine! What the hell?
He's an idiot!
He's a canon!
So?
He's a man of God!
Believing in a book about an old man does not stop him from being an idiot!
He's not the one closing down the abbey!
He's not stopping it either!
What's he going to do? Stand up to King Henry? Offer his head for the axe?
The steward said they're all sorted! The canons, the abbot, they've made a deal, apparently. When the abbey closes, they'll all be given jobs elsewhere. Rochester Cathedral, different abbeys, and the rest will be released on full pension. How is that fair?
It isn't.
My dad loses his leg, while he gets given a little house in the countryside and wages for the rest of his days.
I'm sorry.
I lose my mum. And all those guys get to sit around at a big table at Rochester Cathedral and laugh about the time they used to work at Lesnes Abbey.
Catherine!
Where's the justice in that? Where's God's grace now?
Come here. I think I know what you need.
What are you doing to my head?
Shh. Just close your eyes. I'm about to hit you with some divine power. Lift the stress off. Any second. Is it working?
I mean, if you're trying to make me feel a bit weird, then yeah.
Damn.
It's okay. Thanks.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to fight back. Apparently at Bayham Abbey they kicked him out. Cardinal Wolsey's men. I'll gather a mob and I'll write a letter to the Archbishop.
But you don't write.
Then I shall learn.
Okay.
Actually, if I call a meeting with the council, we can demand use of the bells.
How?
Four bells is a signal for danger, in a state of emergency. If we can ring them four times, then the other towns will know it's a call for help and maybe they'll support us.
Four bells?
It has to be four. The steward said if they ring five times, then the deal of surrender is agreed and the abbey will close forever. I need your help.
I will get down on both knees and pray until the roof lifts off.
I don't need you to pray. I need you to fight. Scrap. You have permission.
I don't know, Catherine. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Then you are not the person I thought you were.
Good! She's gone. You are not like the local people, Nathaniel, and for that I am grateful.
I am like them.
Rough and aggressive, without charm or dignity.
I am exactly like them.
Not if you continue your training. You can be completely transformed under God's eye.
But I don't want to be transformed. You don't understand. Their blood runs through me. She is my friend. More, she is my heartbeat.
Ah, well, this is an issue.
Is it? Because if the abbey closes, then my feelings have no impact on anything.
I've told you all I know, Nathaniel. I will not have this conversation again.
Is it over?
It is true. The deal of surrender has been given, and the decision has been made. We should expect to hear the fifth bell of surrender ring very soon.
But it is not right.
No. But that is the will of King Henry. The abbey will be taken down, starting tomorrow. I should be retired elsewhere, and I'm afraid you will lose your role as a lay brother. It is a shame. You have served God admirably in your time here. Do you know what you will do?
But you swore.
Nathaniel.
You promised. When you were made canon, you promised to serve the people of this community.
It is too late.
Why are you not in there? Why are you not calling for help?
There is nothing that I can do.
You could fight.
You must have faith.
Faith?
Please, please, please. No, 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 no. Take your hands off me. What? What are you doing?
Be quiet. I'm forgiving you. There. I have lifted your sins away.
You have always been kind to me.
Thank you. I think I should go. Maybe if I talk to Cardinal Wolsey's man, he may allow me to serve out my retirement here. Perhaps I can continue to tutor you. God willing.
God willing. Dear Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come.
Nathan?
How did it go?
I spoke to the council and we put forward our case. We declared an emergency and argued that 4 bells must ring to call for help. 4 bells, not 5. They're deciding now.
Quickly, pray with me.
No, I don't do that.
Please.
Sorry, it's not real.
For me, it's real. I have to believe that this can affect things.
There it is.
See?
Listen! That's the signal!
You did it! I knew if we prayed and believed, then God would...
Well, that's it then.
No. No, there must be... We must be able to do something.
It's done.
No, it can't be done.
It is. There's nothing left to do.
No, because I prayed. And I did everything that I was meant to.
Yeah, I told you, it's not real.
But I've been doing everything. I've been giving everything. I've been serving God, and it has to be real, okay? It has to be real, because otherwise, what's the point? What's the point in anything if it isn't?
Nathan.
What am I meant to do now? I can't. I'm not. I'm just saying, what's the point? I need this. And why bother doing anything if it's not real? Then why try and do anything? Why bother even being alive if it's...
Put your hand here. That's real. Okay, I'm real, and you're real. And that heartbeat, that very real heartbeat, needs you to be alive, okay? You're actually quite important for the survival of my fringe.
Cut.
And my dad, he's going to need you if he's walking to Plumstead every week, because he needs his faith. And it might not be for me, but it's okay for you to have it. God. You don't need an abbey for that. God isn't just in the building. He's everywhere. Pretty sure they told us that in Sunday school. And if he's everywhere, that also means he's in you.
So, you're saying I can prove my love to God by putting that love into the world around me?
Of course.
The people around me? Maybe... A person who may or may not be on fire?
I'd like that. I'd like that quite a lot, actually. Already?
Should we say goodbye?
No. I don't think we should.
Why?
Because it's not really going. Yeah, they'll take the walls down. And they'll carry the bells away. But this place will still be here. Forever. The feeling of this place. People will still come here. For generations. Maybe not for Sunday service, but for a Sunday walk. To see a friend. Or escape their family. They'll find different rituals. Ways to enjoy these grounds. And this community will still come together.
You think the ghosts will stay here?
Ghosts?
Yeah. I reckon there'll be even more of them. Loads more over time. The walls and the glass of the abbey will go. The flesh and the bones. But the heart will still be here.
The heartbeat. It's underground. It's everywhere. It'll be in the ruins. Can you feel it?
Little Faith was written and adapted for audio by Piers Black, directed by Nancy Sullivan, and produced by the Ruin Theatre in conjunction with Lesnar's Abbey Woods. Commissioned and created with the assistance of the National Lottery Heritage Fund. In the cast is Grace Coulson-Smith, Jerome Yates, and Eddie Payne. All music and sound are original compositions by Matthew Moore, who also produced and edited the audio.